If the rhetoric of Christians in the social media feeds that I monitor is any indication, then we, the church, have drifted a long, long, long way from biblical Christianity. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. That may sound somewhat harsh and judgmental, so let's leave aside for a moment the church. You and I can't change what happens at that level. Only God can. Instead, let's focus on us as individuals, on us if you believe in Jesus as his disciples. How much time and energy do we spend defending our own rights, speaking up against the legislation that's being passed, or, as was the case over recent months where I live, the lockdowns being imposed, compared, say, to Jesus speaking up for his rights in the defense of his innocence before Pontius Pilate? Matthew chapter 27, verses 13 and 14. When the leading priests and the older Jewish leaders made their accusations against Jesus, he said nothing. So Pilate said to him, "Don't you hear all these charges they're making against you? Why don't you answer?" But Jesus did not say anything, and this really surprised the governor. Sure, Christians should be involved in public debate, but at what point is enough enough? At what point do we step over the line from speaking up for what's right into this sense of tribalism, this passionate and, let me say, unbiblical desire for team Christian to beat team secular? To put it bluntly, how motivated are we by our own self-interests? Because so far as I can see, this Jesus in whom we profess to believe was far more interested in doing his Father's will than saving his own skin. He said nothing in his own defense. And yet, because of his humility, his name is lifted up above every name. Don't be too quick to defend yourself. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Sometimes, most times in fact, living in victory means living out of the humility of Christ in the wisdom of God. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. Let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive his word.